This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio. Charlie, this coming Saturday, man, LSU, Texas A&M. This is like a playoff game already for both teams. Both of them got off to difficult starts. Man, A&M, they got run over by Notre Dame. And LSU, man, spit the bit in the fourth quarter when they had a chance to beat them. And, man, USC right now, they lousy.
It's looking like a bad loss.
Oh, man. Both teams now have run it since then. And I think this comes down to, can LSU's defense continue to make big plays if it's Whit Weeks, if it's Braden Swinson, Savion, the secondary's gotten a little better, but man, it's been the play up front, that front seven, that has really stuck out to me. And, you know, it's hard to say this, but, you know, when Harold Perkins went down, man, you lost a guy, and you understand his athleticism, his speed, his ability to rush the quarterback. All of a sudden, Whit Weeks went from, what, a backup player, so to speak, to a quality starter, to he looks like an all-SEC guy in less than a month. And can A&M make plays in the passing game with quarterback? I think that's the key. Can LSU affect him throwing the football? Because when they've got good – it doesn't have to be great, and they're not going to get great. But when they've had good quarterback play, they're difficult out.
So, yeah, to your point about good quarterback play, Mike, they got terrible quarterback play in that game against Notre Dame in their opener. And I think a lot of that maybe had to do with Connor Wegman, their starter, being sick. And you could obviously tell he was not 100% in that game. But ever since then, A&M's offense has been rolling. They've averaged 34.5 points per game in their six-game winning streak. Coach Kelly talked about it in his presser on Monday, saying how balanced their offensive attack was, you know, pass and run. While Wegman's missed some time, he's still a very talented QB. He hasn't had the best year in the world. Le'Veon Moss, their running back, has been awesome this year.
He's sort of been the erratic guy. But really what's better than I thought it would be, their running game.
Well, their offensive line has been playing really well, Mike. That was another thing that Coach Kelly really highlighted and said, that they're playing well as a cohesive unit. And that's what you need for a college offensive line, obviously. But they're playing well in pass pro. They're playing well in run blocking. And their rushing attack has been really good. He kept calling it a balanced offensive attack. That's what he kept saying, that it's not, you know, one thing or the other. Whereas if you look at LSU, obviously Garrett Nussmeier and the passing attack has taken precedence over the running game, even though Caden Durham is really picking things up. And, you know, the rushing attack against Arkansas was excellent, probably their best game all year on the ground.
And their best game stopping the run.
Correct, that as well. But as far as, you know, he always says that you got to make teams one-dimensional. And for LSU, in my opinion, for this upcoming game, and we'll get to the preview when we do pick six, Mike, if they get out to a good start, like they did against Arkansas, and force A&M to kind of move away from their run game a little bit and make Connor Wegman be the guy and have to throw the ball 50 times per game in that game, I think LSU's in good shape. But they got to be able to get off to that fast start. And to do that, you have to obviously execute offensively against a tough Mike Elko coach defense. They're fundamentally sound. But you also have to be able to play good defense early on, too.
Yeah, I think one of the things when you have two teams of this ilk playing one another, you know what it comes down to? How well you tackle on defense. Because both of these teams have explosive offensive players. And you get them out in the flat. It might be a five-yard gain. All of a sudden, it's 15-20. That is something LSU defensively has got to continue to get better at. And they have with Blake Baker's defense. They've tackled pretty well in space.
Yes.
Now you're going up against athletes with A&M. Come on, they got better players on offense than what Arkansas does or what South Carolina did. And so, you know, Jackson Dart is who he is. But and Trey Harris is a top-flight receiver. But A&M's got a bunch of receivers too, and it's their ability to make something happen after the catch. Or you hit the line, what could be a 3-yard run turns into a 33-yard one.
Yeah.
I think open field tackling is key to who wins this game. And for LSU, really, it's to stop the running game and say, Connor Wegman, beat me throwing it if you can.
You got to make him one-dimensional. I'm right there with you, Mike. If they can, if Connor Wegman throws, let's say, 35 to 40 passes in this game, I think it's a big
they
win
lose.
For LSU.
I
think it's a win for LSU. I 100% agree. Now, that's not to say they don't have weapons in the passing attack like you were mentioning.
They do.
Noah Thomas is a big dude, Mike. 6'6" target. Sorry, got 289 yards on the season. And obviously, you know, with that kind of frame, you expect him to be a red zone threat, 3 touchdowns as well. But Le'Veon Moss is the one that I really want to highlight. You know, we talked about Caden Durham's surges, but he's still hovering around 60 to 70 carries so far this year. Moss is at 105 already. And he's at 674 rushing yards, 6.4 yards per carry, and 8 rushing touchdowns. That's a dude. If that front 7 for LSU can keep him kind of bottled up, and you've seen how well Greg Penn and Weeks have played together, but also the front that you mentioned, Braden Swinson and Savion Jones, who have been the highlights off the edges, if they can really kind of keep the rushing attack contained, that's how LSU can win this game in College Station.
Yeah, Moss is going to get his yards. Okay, but you got to limit the explosive plays he's capable of having, because that he's been able to do. Okay, he's going to get his yardage, but I don't want that 3-4 yard gain to become 13 and 14. That's how he sort of catches you. He sort of lulls you to sleep.
He's a patient back, Mike.
A vision. Man, I tell you what, Charlie, I've seen him in a couple games and watching film. He run up right up the backside of a lineman. He waits a second, and then he decides, do I go left or do I go right? Yeah, I see that a lot. Well, I brought that up to Herb about a little over a month ago. He said, Mike, that don't happen in college football. He told me, man, I see it now more and more. They run almost right up the back of a lineman. I saw Caden Durham do it 3 times last week. Right up the back of a lineman, and then he decides, do I go left, do I go right, and take off. Moss did that too, early in the season. Exactly that. So you get lost in the shuffle as a back. Okay, you got all these big linemen. Where is he? And where is he going to come out? Is he going to be to my left or to my right? It is something that's a little different. They don't stop. Le'Veon Bell, you said, man, he did it as well as anybody.
I was about to say the exact same thing. All the kids that grew up watching Le'Veon Bell and how he ran for the Steelers when he had that great offensive line, and he would just let the blocks kind of accumulate in front of him, and then he would find the space.
Stop.
Yeah,
sometimes,
exactly.
Or a shuffle of the feet, and then he would take off. Man, that's some skill to do that, to be able to do it. But Moss, I think, is a real quality back in the SEC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.